We get the hour underway, though, by welcoming back to the studio longtime friend of downtown, man about downtown, Zach Robbins, joining us in studio. Welcome, sir.
It's good to be here. I'm glad to know I'm a friend and not simply a casual acquaintance.
No, you're more than that, as you well know. And we're here to talk about some of the things going on at Nocturnum Draft House, a proud sponsor of our little radio festival every day. And one of the things we want to do is get to know some of the people at Nocturnum. So do you want to introduce
I'm going to introduce my boss. Thankfully, I only have like three of them. This is the...
And that doesn't count Emily.
Oh, no, that's Empress. No, this is the remarkable Kayla Patton, manager of Nocturnum Draft House, who will come up again when I talk about some other things. But yeah, she's not to be too gushy about it. Easily one of the best persons to work with, and one of the best bartenders I've ever known.
Someone wants a raise.
I know. What day do you want off?
Neither of us go back today. That's our payment.
Well, I'm happy to be here. It's actually my second time here, but I'm actually here this time. Last time I was so sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I was like cuddled up in a corner, like. But I'm here. Hi.
I'm like that most days, but we're glad you're feeling better today. Well, let's talk about some of the things going on. I'm intrigued by this because Zach, you just left it out there for me, making me wonder what's going on. You've got a collaboration coming up with Maine Beer Company. What's that all about?
So we have a couple things. Also an amendment. Because Uncle Gene can't be here today, he sent me a wonderful bullet point in amazingly not Comic Sans, because Gene don't font.
Or caps locks.
We got him off of cap locks. He's no longer yelling at us through the phone in letter form. All right, so right off the bat, tomorrow we have an awesome event, Friday, October 11th, with our GBB, good bros down at the Gagan Brothers Brewing Company, and a great new brewery out of Fort Kent called First Mile. And they've just been around for about a year. Mr. Andy Gagan, another friend of the show, loves them to death. We've enjoyed the samples that we've had. So we will have four of their beers on tap, including the Hop Harvest, which is a collaboration with them and Gagan's. And that is all Maine ingredients.
Oh.
Maine is now producing up in the county. Other than world-class potatoes, we have Maine Malt House. We also have Blue Ox Malt House. So we're doing our own malt. There are a couple of strains of hops that can be grown in Maine that are fairly prevalent in all beers, Centennial and other ones I can't think of right now. But we have some new changes that we want to talk about. We've been working on some of them. Those of y'all who have joined us since the beginning, lo, these 8 years we've been going now?
Almost nine.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
So we've come a long way from some metal lawn chairs and panini presses. So now we want to tell everybody, because of Gene and our fantastic chef, who you guys will meet at some point.
The Sausage King himself.
The Sausage Kings of Bangor. It really is. It's always been a sausage fest, but now it's a sausage party. So we're sourcing our meat and all meats as locally as we can, as well as all the other proteins. We love our friends over at Herring Brothers. We're in Dover. Happy Cattle, raised in Maine. A new thing, we are doing so much more in-house that it's insane. We're making all of our sausages in-house. Wow. We are smoking our own meats. We are making all our own soups. Bavarian pretzels, which are very popular. Mm-hmm. Our friend, Zach, and our other friend, I'm going to say Jackie. Sorry.
Jackie's good. We'll
Jackie's
go with
fantastic.
That.
Yeah. We're making our own pretzels in-house, all of the sauces, dressing, sides, everything. Wow. So that's more that we have to do, but less credit we have to share.
Absolutely. Well,
that's
fantastic.
A big change has happened midsummer that dovetails so nicely into getting to know another staff member. We have fantastic margaritas, and we now are launching each... in theory month, the margarita of the month, which is engineered with NASA-like precision by...
you would think so, the way they sell.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
People love them.
The more you sample it, the more you're like, this is scientifically accurate.
Yeah.
Margarita of the month by Kayla Patton, who, among many other wonderful thing she's introduced into my life is an appreciation for tequila. Because I was never a tequila guy.
You did not have that before, huh?
No, I was not. To me, tequila tasted like fist fight. And she has brought me
tequila's
back.
Never done me wrong.
I mean, so far. Yeah. I've never seen you anything but lovely. But yeah, which I think actually, oddly enough, leads in. So tequila. My friend Kayla here. Yeah.
Kayla.
So,
yeah,
again.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. It just kind of started off one time. We decided to make a special margarita. And then people love them so much that it just didn't stop. And now that's all they ask for. We do still sell beer, people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of beer.
Lots of beer. Lots of options. But like, we're... you are honestly a phenomenal bartender, and I just want to know, like, point A to point B, what got you to this? Because, I mean, you're almost a decade younger than me, and you are more sage and with it than I possibly could be.
I don't know. It gives me a chance to be creative, and also, it's not even just me. I always talk amongst the other people and stuff and get some ideas, rest of the staff, but... I also try to like to go and we do special cocktails to go like with the seasons and what's available and fresh for fruits and stuff. And yeah.
All right, I have to ask you this, Kayla, because many, many years ago, I thought it would be a great summer job, summer off from school, got some time on my hands, and I decided to be a bartender. I'm reasonably sure I was the worst bartender in the history of the business. I could pour a beer, but everything else, I had my Trader Vic's book right there with me, and I would go, and I would look at the list of ingredients, and I would say, you sure you don't just want a beer? Obviously.
How about a nice whiskey and a glass?
Yes. Obviously, expertise is a part of it, but what else goes into making a great bartender?
That's a good question. I think you gotta just love doing it. I don't know. I love bartending, and I feel that once you kind of just like learn a little bit, like my first bartending gig, I'm not even gonna lie, I'd never bartended before, and I was like, yeah, I have experience, and I hopped in there, and it just felt natural. It was just started pouring things, and yeah, I don't know. You figure it out, but it's a lot of fun.
But it's dealing with people, too. And that's when we talk about Nocturnum, obviously we talk about the food, which is amazing. We talk about the variety of beers that are available, now the margarita of the month as well. But ultimately, in any business, in any service industry, it comes down to dealing with people.
Yeah.
And from day one, you guys have just had a phenomenal staff that, first of all, knows their stuff, but also understands, man, it's a people business and you're relating to people.
Yeah, and it's not even like people that come in. People that come in are never just like first time customers, like, you know, they don't just come in and then never come back. Like, we become friends with everybody and eventually they turn into family. And we're all just kind of like one big, you know, little Nocturnum family with all of our staff and our customers. And yeah, it's really fun.
I mean, you grabbed some regulars and like went to the Common Ground Fair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, hey, guys.
Shout out, Bob.
You're here from Georgia. Want to go to the fair?
Yeah.
No, Texas. I'm sorry. Texas.
And I have to thank unnamed airlines for constant delays as of late. We've been getting so many people having a longer dinner, learning more about downtown Bangor
and the
region. But yeah, Nocturnum, as I've said before and I'll say again, Gene Beck, he doesn't hire anybody. He casts them.
That's well said, yes.
And yeah, it's ever growing. And Kayla's a vital, if not top echelon reason that... we all get along outwardly, and nobody has complete empathetic detachment from society. So,
which is helpful.
Yeah, no, she's awesome, and I love you.
Wow, the love fest. This is beautiful. What else? Vinyl nights got one coming.
Vinyl night tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, and that's every other week too. We vinyl night. We in the next couple of weeks we got Alice Bankston Hippie Soup.
Super.
Art House is right now. What's up with Art House right now?
We have a lady that goes by the name of Hollow Bone. I don't really know how to describe her art, but it's pretty different. It's pretty cool.
Hand drawn. Chalk style. She has also. She works. Partially at Bird and Bone Tattoo Studio. Yep. Shout out for advertising for them. Right down the street from us. And we have the hippest part of Main Street because it's just tattoo shop, hair parlor, tattoo shop, water pipe store, us. and then Indian restaurant, children's museum. I think I just described all of the municipality of Bangor perfectly in seven stores.
Bakery.
Oh, baked goods. Yeah, that's exactly. That's what's going to be the end of me. Yeah, and I don't know if I'm not supposed to say her real name or not, but you will have seen some of her work on Flesh. She is a tattoo designer. She's, I believe she's going to eventually tattoo if she isn't already. But I have some pieces by her. She also does embroidery. And all of the pieces are for sale at Nocturnum.
All right. I always talk about the burger because it's the best in town. No question about that.
Love it.
The tacos are amazing on Taco Tuesdays, the wings on Wednesdays. But what's a hidden gem on the menu that maybe not enough people know about for some reason?
I'm gonna say that this is a sleeper hit right now. Yep. And I'm a meat centric fella as well. I think it's the mixed veg and grain bowl.
Everybody loves that. I've tried it, but I haven't really sat down and enjoyed.
Oh, it's so good.
I think my favorite that has been around forever, that is my go-to, is our quesadilla.
Can't go wrong with the quesadilla.
No, our quesadilla is amazing.
Unmessable. Yeah, that grain bowl.
Oh, also, anybody who ever comes in and asks what to eat, I always, say, well, it's Monday, get a burger, or it's Tuesday, get a taco, or, whatever. But we make our brats in-house.
Yeah.
Enough said. Like, they're amazing. And Morris's sauerkraut. Amazing.
Can't go wrong with a good pickle on anything. However, something I should have that the boss neglected for us to mention.
Ruh-roh.
It's a great thing. We have expanded our menu. We have way more vegetarian options, vegan options, gluten-free. We've moved over a lot of our mayonnaise to veganaise, which one of our assistant chefs, Matthias, is a wizard at getting you to think you just ate something that came from an animal when in fact it came from,
vegan friend himself.
I don't know, some sort of bean. but no, we've definitely opened it up. So once again, we have all these wonderful fancy cocktails, not just beer. We have all these vegan and vegetarian options, not just delicious burgers. So if you have someone in your group holding you up from coming to the bar, now just tell them we're going there, and unfortunately, you're going to like it.
So that's what you got to do. You got tonight. You've got a long weekend. There is no excuse. You guys are open Monday, right?
We are open Monday.
Indigenous Peoples Day. Great time to get on down. Try yourself a burger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Celebrate diversity within this community. And there you go.
Go see our friends at Nocturnum Draft House, Main Street in Bangor. Zach, Kayla, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to see you. As always, say hi to Gene for us.
I will.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, Gene.